Thanks, mobile. ACADG, ACADG. ADH mobile, link system.
Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf. Listening on 1-4. I don't remember which frequency you were on.
This is either one. Hi, Mr. Jim, how are you doing?
Hey, just sitting here twiddling my thumbs, really not doing a whole lot.
Well, there you go. And my phone, my work phone, just fell behind me somewhere. So that is now hidden in a place that, oh boy, I gotta find it now.
Drive safe.
There we go, I got it. Anyway, it's a wonderful day down here, actually, and I'm going all the way out to Hillman and then down to Fairview and then probably done for the day, and this first stop that I've got is actually going to be pretty interesting. It's a hunt camp, and it's a bit of an adventurous drive.
Hey, I had a question to ask you about, is there a Windows program that you can access your SMS messages?
Oh, from like your phone or something like that?
Correct. You know, I get these SMS messages to my phone. Now, is there a way that I can log on to my phone number via a Windows account? I don't know.
So, you can access your phone through, it's weird. So there's an application called PhoneLink. It comes with Windows 10 and Windows 11. On Windows 11, it works with iOS and Android. Windows 10, it works only with Android. Or if you still, for some reason, have a Windows phone. what it'll do is it'll Bluetooth into your phone, and it'll receive text messages, send text messages, and you can make phone calls that way. I don't know if it'll do it on Windows 10, but I know it does on Windows 11. You can also transfer photos that way as well.
Okay, but the Windows program is called PhoneLink, you said. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's just PhoneLink, and it doesn't, like, actually talk into the carrier over the Internet. It uses your phone, and it's just a separate, you know, user interface, so you can just leave your phone in your pocket or something.
Okay, but I'd have to enable Bluetooth on my phone, I assume, and hopefully my computer also has Bluetooth. Is that correct?
That is correct. And if you don't have Bluetooth on your computer, you'll have to get one of those little $10 dongle things and just plug it in there and forget about it.
Okay, well, I think I've got Bluetooth on my computer because I think that's how I access my my speakers are via Bluetooth, I think.
Okay, well, there you go. You got that. So, funny, I'm on South Airport here, just about the 3 mile, and there's a deer crossing sign, and somebody drew somebody riding on the back of the deer on the deer crossing sign. As if it were like a horse or something. That's pretty funny.
Oh, that is pretty entertaining. Now, I wouldn't expect on South Airport a whole lot of deer crossings, but you never know up here in northern Michigan.
Never thought I would ever see somebody on the back of a deer crossing the street either, so I guess that's an occurrence. Maybe that's why that's there. I don't know. anyway. Yep. So, depending on what time I get back, I'll have to set aside some time to run up to the 7-4 tower. The internet stopped working. I was going to try to stop there today, but I got home, yesterday, I got home and I didn't really feel like going anywhere, so I just stayed home. So I'm going to try to make it a goal to go there today. I think all I got to do is just reboot the modem and it'll come back. just kind of curious as to why that one is having issues. We've got another site with a cradle point, and we've never had that same issue before, so we'll see what's going on. And then I got to make a trip up to Munson. More stuff is quitting the SDR trunk instances. Not having a very good time. I'm not quite sure why, but the SDRs are no longer being detected by the Windows machine, so I'll have to see what's going on with that, and reboot a couple of things, and then get out of there. So, yay. Things are stacking up on the list.
Yeah, I've been having problems with my SDRs actually overheating, particularly since they're up in the attic, you know, hooked up to Raspberry Pis, but when they overheat, they PlanoWare sends me a message and says, your SDRs are overheating. So not a whole lot I can do about it. But yeah, question on your two sites, your 7 and 4 and your Munson. Do you have UPSs there?
Yes, they both have a UPS. At 7 and 4, it powers just the computer equipment and the internet equipment. It does not power the repeater itself. And it's the same at Munson. It just powers the internet, the network equipment, which takes a while. It takes a bit longer for that to come back up. But the repeaters, those only take about 10, 20 seconds to reboot. So, but yeah, they're on UPS, and we would actually like to put backup batteries. We gotta get a 24 volt power source to charge those batteries at over there because we gotta put two 12 volt batteries in series, get 24 volts. That's what the repeaters really want for power. And then gotta go into the programming, and whenever it loses mains power and it goes to DC, drop down the power. And trying to decide between 50 or 25 watts. Maybe I'll go right in between, like 35 or something like that. We'll figure it out. We just gotta figure out. I don't know what the capacity of those batteries is, so gotta kind of shoot for a certain amount of runtime that we want, and then adjust accordingly.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Well, it's interesting. You know, 24 volt hardware is not that easy to find.
No, it's not, and it's even more difficult to find a charger that is, you know, that is not just a trickle charger. Like, you can find just trickle chargers, but the issue is if we ever drain those batteries, they will take forever to recharge. I'll have to look around and see what we can find for that. I know the repeaters will maintain the batteries, but it won't, you know, fully, it won't do like a whole 20 amp charge or anything. It'll probably do maybe like a 1 or 2 amps or something like that, which is not exactly optimal.
Well, I was going to say, my experience is, I don't know what you mean actually by trickle charge, but 1 to 2 amps would, to me, would be acceptable.
So, this is my concern. I have no problem with that. My only concern with that is that, say, we get power again, and the batteries are almost completely dead, and then the power goes back out again. The repeater, or the batteries, will not be fully charged, or even charged very much at all. Where if we had a 20-amp charger or something like that, it would charge them up much quicker, and they would have a lot more capacity left over a shorter amount of time, or over a shorter amount of charging time. And then they can adjust their current based on, you know, how full the battery is.
Yeah, the advantage of, like, 1 to 2 amps is you really don't need a charge regulator. But, boy, if you start putting 20 amps in, you're going to have to also have a charge regulator.
Yep. And And there are some chargers that do that. However, they're very expensive. So I've been trying to find one that's not like $9 billion, but also has all the stuff. So, yeah.
Okay, sir, well, I'm going to sign with you. We'll watch out for anybody riding gear. So, 73. Bye-bye.
Have a good one, Mr. Jim. NADMH Mobile.
WDADX Mobile, 14.
Mobile?
I didn't get who that was. WDADX, good morning.
I was just repeating what you said.
Good morning, Mr. Drake. Are you on your way into work already this morning, or are you got something else going on?
Lake Club.
Oh, lucky you. Lucky you. You get to go play in the woods, see deer, and I'll trade you. I'll go do that.
Yeah, I get to go see deer now, and do other fun things. And then go to Fairview after that. Next time you go down South Airport, look at the deer crossing sign and tell me what you see that's different about it.
Going down South Airport, I rarely go down South Airport. Where is the sign at? Is it down by the airport or is it on the side?
It's down by the airport, just before Costco. Or the airport terminal, you know, the left turn there, the light there, just before it. It's pretty entertaining.
I may have to take a trip down there just to see, because it looks like I am, I'm at the shop all week this week, and probably all week next week, being my 3 days, but still. It's fun. It's fun, so.
Yeah. It's a time. So, there you go. So, I am ready for the week to be over. My list of things to do is getting longer, and I'm having fewer and fewer amounts of time to do the things, and it's annoying.
There'll be a point. It may be a few years, but there'll be a point where you'll just say, no. You will come to that point. I got there a couple of years ago. It's just kind of like, you know, I want to do all this stuff, and I want to help everybody, but at the same time, there's a point you just got to say no, because you're not able to do it all. And right now, you're young enough and dumb enough to still think you can.
Oh, most of the stuff is mine, so I have some leeway. It's just getting to it within the next 5 months.
Ah, so what you're saying is that you're working on learning how to be a procrastinator. I get it. Okay.
Oh, I don't need to learn how to do that. I'm pretty good at doing that.
There you go. There you go. You're getting pretty scratchy out there, so you had yourself a good trip over that way, all right?
Okay, you're going to have to send me the other pin drop, because I got the first one that gets me to Turtle Lake Road, but I don't have the other one that gets me to the actual building. So, no rush on that. You got like an hour and 45 minutes. Anyway.
You don't need the extra one. You just go in, you follow that road until you see the building. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, this one, well, the pin drop you gave me doesn't get me to the gate, though.
The first pin drop that I sent takes you right up to the gate. No problem at all.
Okay. Cool. Then I'll just do that. Catch you later. Thank you.
You guys are saving these pin drops. That way you don't have to worry about it. So. Anyway, you're going to get your new shout. I'll be near the phone all day. So. You know where I'll be. Working on a canine. WDHX.
WGDX NATZT, good morning.
Well, good morning. I don't know how much longer I'll be here, but I can say good morning there. How's life up?
Doing well with Chargo and Statue. I just wanted to say hello. Heard you on this morning. Just wanted to say hello. I'm heading back to Indian River from Petoskey. Got done my night shift.
Oh, there you go. There you go. We're plans to upgrade the antenna and stuff on this repeater. So hopefully once that's done, I'll have leeway into town. And once I get into town, I can get back in the system. It's just there's a few mile gap between the two. So anyway, yep, we're on here ever. Same bat channel, same bat time, right?
Say that again. You're just a little scratchy there.
I say you can catch us on here almost every morning. Same bat channel, same.
All right, well, I'll keep my ears out for you a little bit more. So, you see, you're working on the repeater there?
Yeah, I'm on a repeater I put in actually, I have friends that we put in. That's my repeater, but we put it in here at the EOC in Leelanau County, and that's the one I get on every morning.
Oh, okay. Linked with this one, then?
Yeah, part of the link system. So, yep. We got to, like I say, we got to raise the antenna and replace the coax, and we'll be in a really good situation. But right now, we're limited on range.
Well, you're still getting in respect. Well, I can definitely hear you.
Yeah, after about so many miles, it becomes a hilltop. Spots will be really good, and other spots. Oh, but anyway, yep. So, and today I got to head in. We got a brand new Pace K9 unit. First time we've ever put one in a Dodge Durango. And it's challenges. So, that's what we're doing today.
Well, sounds like that's going to keep you occupied for a little while anyway. That's what you do well, though. I've seen your handiwork, and you do a great job.
I appreciate it. I keep myself at a higher standard than I probably should. But, finally get the work done. That's all that matters. Get the work done, get to go home on the weekend, so there you go. But anyway, yep. All I know is two more days today and tomorrow, and then I get a couple day weekend. I only work 3 days next week, and I get a 4 day weekend. So, and I just came off a little over a week vacation. We were out in Washington for a week, so that was good. But I know the trip back from Washington, I've got some pretty serious jet lag. I've been struggling in the morning.
NAPCT. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, I haven't flown in a long time. Not on a jet, anyway. And, I've driven out toward Washington, like the southwest part of it, just momentarily on my way to Oregon, back in, like, oh, gosh, I don't know, 2099 or something. It was a long time ago. But, yeah, I get it. Driving out, when I was in South Dakota, driving on that long highway will take it out of you too, but, yeah, sometimes the air miles can get to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, well, I'm starting to lose the repeater again. You have yourself a good day, and maybe we'll catch you on here tomorrow. Thanks, Mobile.
All right, Jeff, you have a great day, sir. Don't work too hard. But have fun anyway. Alright, I'll listen for you tomorrow. 373, NAPZT.
DABX, QSY, 1468.
NAPZT testing and clear.
any DMH mobile, listen. N8MJL mobile.
YSS on the mobile monitoring. Anybody around?
WPHQ portable.
Well, you're making a repeater. You're a little broken. Any YSS in the mobile?
Any YSS? Whiskey Bravo 8 Quebec. Just got a little handy-talky in the car here. North end of the bridge headed south.
Okay, I'm over by Petoskey, just a few miles south of Petoskey.
Yep. First time I've actually brought a little handheld with me on a road trip, and plugging them in as I go along here to see what pickup just came around the corner, view of the bridge, and it sounded like it came alive, so I thought I'd just throw my call.
Okay, well, what HD do you have?
I have one of these little TID radio H8 hotel.
Okay, I got some of that, but I didn't get all of it.
Yeah, it's a TID radio, TID radio, Hotel 8, second gen.
Ah, okay. So I take it you must like it.
I didn't catch that last comment, so I had to get...
I said, I take it you must like it.
The first time that I do it, and just to see what it does, I did a little bit of monitoring, not much training, and there's some quirks that you have to pick up on right away, but it seems to have good audio and a little bit more wattage. I'm rather impressed with the long life of the battery before you have to recharge it. So, anyway, kind of giving it the works as I fed salt and just see what it does.
Sounds good, too, especially if it's got a long life battery. I know some of them have some better batteries than others.
Yeah, this advertises 2,500 milliamp hours, but I've been going almost a week on standby without having to recharge it.
That's very good.
Yeah, I've been rather happy with it. I use it for a lot of monitoring and this, that, and the other thing, you know. And the fact that it's dual band and that it was dirt cheap, couldn't go wrong with the price, so. If it worked, that's great. If it didn't work, that'd also be fine. But it seems to be, popular, and it seemed like it's something that I could throw in the glove box and bring with me. I'm always trying to be on 5-2 when I'm in a car, nothing else. And so that's what I usually hang out on. But I've been popping some repeaters just to see how it's working. Here's Whiskey. Way back home to
me. Yep, and I'm coming in the Petoskey, so I'm probably going to drop down the hill here and lose the repeater. so I think I better say 73 while I can. Good talking with you. By the way, the name here is John Julian Ocean November. And my home QTH is Grayling. I'm up here in Petoskey on business.
Hey, good, John. Name here is Bill Bravo and Lima Lima. And I'm just heading to the Bay City for a conference for the weekend. And so, well, nice talking to you. And we'll be monitoring the receiver, WVAQ.
73, good talking with you. NEYSS.
WBAQ, this is W8NSA. Jim, good afternoon, Bill.
Good afternoon, Jim. Yep, camp here headed down, taking a quick KK for York Rate.
Okay, you're a bit broken where you're at, so yeah, it's kind of nice and surprising to hear your voice on a on another frequency, so have a safe trip. Enjoy the conference. Over.
Thanks.
Couple more weeks outside, to do, and then we're done with the outside stuff for the year. But yeah, when we left the house this morning, I told my wife that it was 70 degrees at home and 71 in Newberry. So it's a degree warmer in Newberry than it was at home. That's very unusual.
Having that nice big body of water close by regulates the temperature. They got down to, I think I saw 59 last night at my place in Levering. So it cooled off nice last night, but we didn't have a breeze, so it didn't really cool the house off much.
Yeah, it didn't cool off a lot at home. It was about the same thing. When I went to bed, it was about the same temperature outside as it was inside, so it was probably 72, 71 outside. But I opened the window and turned the fan on because I knew it would get a little bit cooler, but it didn't get much. So, yeah, it was comfortable sleeping. I'm hoping it'll be a little bit better up here.
Yeah, for sure. I think we have rain coming. I keep hearing the forecast, and they're like, it's cloudy and a chance of rain, and I'm like, well, I didn't know clouds were blue. Obviously, you got the hazy white clouds rolling through, but yeah, we really need the water. I'm watering my garden now twice a day just to keep things growing. So I think if it does rain tonight, I might just go out and sit on the deck and get my shower that way. Hi, hi.
Yeah, I get that. I looked at the future forecast, and it was probably like 7 o'clock. It's supposed to rain, start rolling in from Wisconsin and kind of come up here and give us a little bit. It didn't look like it was going to be real heavy, though. It just looked like a little bit of a shower for a while. Down south, they're supposed to get pretty hard, pretty severe storm, so I won't miss that. So, yeah, we're heading up to UP for a few days, just kick around, and the bridge just came into. So my wife's all excited. She feels better when she sees the bridge, so I bought her a picture, a big painting of the bridge, and put it on the wall at home. I said, there, you can feel good any day now. So, but yeah, we're just getting ready to go to the bridge.
What repeater are you on?
I'm on Sheboygan 140.
Alrighty, there should be, actually you're just passing a .11 repeater right there in Mackinac City, and that should take you into the UP. So 145.11.
I don't know if I have that programmed into my radio or not. I don't think I have any Mackinac City repeaters programmed in. I'll have to double check.
Yeah, that repeater is connected with Sheboygan and also Petoskey. So, kind of covers the entire tip of the Mitt really good.
Yeah, this is starting to get just a hair noisy, but I'm kind of in a bunch of trees. I was just coming out of a little hole, now I'm on a hill.
Yeah, you kind of drop down when you get into Mackinac City, so. Well, sounds like you need to put two hands on the wheel and look forward as you cross the bridge. Be safe with that, so. I'm going to let you go, and have a great weekend up here in Northern Michigan. So, my name is Michael, by the way. Call sign is November 8th, Mike Juliet Lima. So, I'll say 73 for now. Have a great day.
Okay, Mike, good talking to you, and, I enjoyed it. Maybe I'll talk to you on the way back. See you later. 7-3, have fun, and be safe. NABZ on Tumblr.
Copying real well, but I can hear you. No, you're not making it now.
Okay, talk to you later.
Okay, yeah, if you can get closer, give it a try. N8YSS in the mobile.
FGW monitoring. Good evening, Mr. Gill. How are you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
Try it again.
What's that? Yeah, I'm just working on a truck, trying to get it cleaned out and get a few other things done this evening.
Ah, okay. Oh, are you at home then?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. A little quick thing to tee you. Anywho, yeah, we're just out in the backyard, you know. The mosquitoes are starting to attack, so we're probably going to go in soon. But other than that, it's a beautiful night, that's for sure.
It is pretty nice out right now, but we're supposed to get a ton of rain tonight.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that rain cloud. We'll see what happens. My rain barrels could use a little bit more water in them. I was thinking about watering my garden.
I would wait till tomorrow to start that project, see how much we're going to get overnight.
Oh, there we go. Might not have to do it for a couple days.
Yes, sir.
There you go. What are you doing tomorrow?
Nothing really. Why do you need help?
No. Just not doing much of anything. I haven't figured out what I'm doing yet this weekend.
I'm real fast when you bring the kids down here and put the pontoon boat in the water, and I'll have both canoes down there. And Sunday, I already told Jack, if you guys want to go up to, we're thinking about going up to, Blueberry, the Wild Blueberry Festival in Paradise, and if you want, we can bring the boat up, and we can put that in the Tuolumne River.
Ah, okay. That sounds like fun. I haven't done that one in a long time. We'll see what goes on. I think Jackie works Sunday afternoon.
Well, you and the girls can go. I'll have Cynthia and me going if you want to go.
Yeah, we'll see what goes on. Yeah, I'm kind of playing it by ear with if it's going to rain tomorrow or not. Thinking about going to the hardware store and get some lattice and put it up on the porches for something to do.
Yeah, let me know if you need help. I'll be around most of the day. I've got a John Deere in my trailer that I need to work on if you want to help do that too.
Oh, you got a project. Not running?
More than one that's been sitting in the yard for a couple of years. I want to get it running, and then I've got to have another one. It's going to be getting repaired before the snow flies.
Okay, yeah, we'll see what goes on.
And I'm getting two snowmobiles, a four-wheeler out of a deal that I'm putting the drive shaft in, and rather than paying me, they're going to give me two snowmobiles and a four-wheeler.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
I love the Polaris's, but the older ones were easier to work on anyway.
Yeah, that's for sure. Don't have to worry about that new fancy electrical crap.
I might sell my Suzuki's out of that deal. If I can find somebody that wants to buy the Suzuki's, I'll give you a deal on four of them damn things.
Oh, for sure. So... All right. Well, you get your truck all cleaned up there for you, and maybe we'll talk to you later. We'll see you tomorrow. So.
I'll give you a text tomorrow, and if I need to bring a nail gun or anything, you know, I can bring a nail gun into town.
Okay. I got like 5 gallon bucket full of nails, so I'm trying to get rid of. So, anywho, listen. See you tomorrow. KCHD, KEFJW.
KEFJW, KCHD, clear.